Welcome to the podcast series for HAP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kean. Today, we'll discuss the article by Hecker et al. Titled G6PD Deficiency and Cardiovascular Disease. This article published online December 15, 2012. My guests today are Associate Editor A.J. Shah, First Author Peter Hecker, as well as Associate Editor and Leading Expert Rongli Liao. Let's get started.
It's a pleasure to host this podcast today. Just for our audience, Peter is a cardiology trainee at the University of Maryland, and Rongli, of course, is a leading expert on metabolism. So we have this very interesting article to discuss today on glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase deficiency. Perhaps I could ask you, Peter, if you would just sum up for us what you think the main message of your paper is.
Hi, thanks. Basically, glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase, or G6PD deficiency, is the most common enzyme deficiency in the world. And we reviewed its effects on the cardiovascular system. It's majorly involved in producing NADPH in the cytoplasm. And so this can have a lot of effects on reactive oxygen species. And due to reactive oxygen species, if you're G6PD deficient, you may have a decreased ability to fight off ROS, and that can affect the progression of disease.
Thank you. So I must say I find it a really fascinating area, this interrelationship between NADPH, ROS production, antioxidant reserve. Rongli, you've done a lot of work in this area. What was your view of this paper?
I think this is really a very fascinating field because G6PD is really considered all metabolic enzymes. And right now, we actually looking at this is not really directly into its per se metabolism role. We actually look into its pros and cons of G6PD in regulating both oxidative and reductive stress. So G6PD, as we all know, existed ubiquitously in many cell type and function as first and rate limiting enzyme in the pentose phosphate pathway and responsible for generation of NADPH. Actually, I have a very interesting question to Peter, because historically it has been thought pentose phosphate pathway is not really that important in the heart. So Peter, what do you think, what changing right now, the view of this?
Well, that's true. The activity of G6PD is rather low in the heart. Its importance is mainly demonstrated in the blood where there are no mitochondria. And so the blood cells rely exclusively on G6PD for producing NADPH for antioxidant activity. However, G6PD is the main cytoplasmic producer of NADPH, and its effects in the heart can be seen from studies with G6PD deficient mice and models of heart failure where they do slightly worse.
Peter, one of the issues, really interesting issues that answer raises is the issue of compartmentation of where the NADPH is produced, and also compartmentation in terms of where oxidative or reductive stress might be occurring. Do we really have a sense of how the compartmentation works in the cell?
It's really not well studied how a whole lot of the compartmentalization aspects of G6PD deficiency on this topic, but there are some aspects where cytoplasmic ROS production by enzymes like NADPH oxidase, they might be affected more by G6PD deficiency, where NADPH is actually used there to produce superoxide.
This really highlights the point of compartmentalization. And I actually want to fine-tune this compartmentalization into even the microdomain, because G6PD is responsible for maintaining cytosolic NADPH label and rather than the mitochondria, because mitochondria has other mechanisms such as malic or isocitric dehydrogenase to maintain its NADPH label. NADPH, as you know, and then AGA, this is your area expertise about NADPH-dependent oxidases such as NOX. And you really if this is microdomain, if this exactly the NADPH is really closer to the area which NOx localized, it may actually serve as a fuel, the NOx, and to generate superoxide. But if it's the area maybe in a different microdomain, I think at this point, we probably still not quite understand this complications or complexity of this cytosolic G6PD, how it maintains the NADPH.
I agree, Rongli, because this idea that NADPH levels might fuel superoxide production by NOxes is, some might say, quite provocative, and it really depends where the NOxes are. And as you know, some of the NOx isoforms are postulated to be in the mitochondria or in the ER. So, Rongli, you brought us beautifully onto the next area that we need to talk about, which is a translational perspective on G6PD and G6PD deficiency. Peter, perhaps first, what conditions would we want to target the G6PD pathway in?
Well, in heart failure, particularly, G6PD activity increases quite substantially in the heart. So there's been some ideas of using pharmacological inhibitors to inhibit G6PD just in heart failure. And our studies showed that G6PD deficiency is not good in heart failure, but it may be that the acute effect of inhibiting G6PD in that situation of just a disease state may be beneficial, and that could be due to preventing the rise in superoxide production that's dependent on an increased NADPH production.
Wouldn't one be worried about potentially having detrimental effects on the redox balance in that complex scenario of heart failure where you have lots of ROS production, not just from NADPH oxidases, but also from mitochondria and other sources? Rongli?
So, AJ, this is actually really bring up the complexity of a G6PD, and it sort of, you know, it's double-edged sword here. So I think probably it's not just particular disease. Probably also have to looking at the disease nature progressions, which stage you're going to target G6PD to activate or inhibit it. Many stress response actually activate G6PD, and by some way they may have its beneficial effect to provide NADPH for the redox purpose. But in some stage, if this continue elevated, they may tip the other balance. We really need to know the disease, our natural history of progression, and the different redox status, and before we really can target G6PD or any molecule, as a matter of fact.
Do we have really good data in humans yet?
I think since G6PD, as Peter alluded, is the most common enzyme deficiency in the humans. So I think if people even prospectively looking at some of the data already obtained, we may actually can find out more information and allow us to form hypotheses.
Yeah, I don't know of any large studies. There's a little cross-sectional data that shows that G6PD deficiency may actually protect against coronary artery disease. And so that is linked to the idea of a statin-like effect of G6PD deficiency in reducing cholesterol. But it's so easy to study because there's so many people with this deficiency. I'm just surprised there isn't more data.
I agree with you. I think those are studies well worth doing. I have one final question for both of you. Do you think this is an area that the pharmaceutical industry should be investing in?
You know, I'm a little wary about it just because G6PD provides protective effects.
I think, Peter, your points were taken. I think it's probably too early for pharma to step in at this stage, but at this point, probably it's too early to say, should we inhibit or should we activate?
So both of you are saying the same thing, which is there's lots more work to do. It's too early for therapeutic targeting probably, but lots of interesting questions to ask, which is always a good place to be at the end of an article, I would say. Congratulations to Peter and his colleagues for a fascinating article. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. And thank you to Rong Li. Always good to hear your words of wisdom.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.